With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott.
Hello and welcome everyone to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show, provided by SRN, the Survival Radio Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Chef Elliott Farmer, and my show is the premier entertainment culinary solution show online. With this platform, myself, my producers, and my sponsors will highlight rising talents from the culinary and hospitality industry. We will host celebrity chefs, family cooks, food creation, culinary authors, and food networks. I am excited to be here with you today to share my occupation, my passion, and my purpose. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Well, listen, so many people have tweeted me. They have sent messages via Facebook or other social media outlets, wanting to know, who is this Chef Elliott? Where has he been all of our lives? And so I just want to just give you a little brief history about me. I am an author. I'm a speaker. And you already know I'm a personality and radio host. I am an Atlanta native. And I am so honored to just be able to share my passion for cooking and my collection of signature recipe tips with my community. I've been requested by various culinary institutions and restaurants to share my creations, not only within the United States, but even abroad. And I tell you, cooking is my life. It takes some people, you know, a lifetime to experience the collision of their passion and purpose. But when I tell you, at the age of 5, mine occurred, and since then, all of these decades later, I am living both my passion and purpose. And they tell me I'm famous for my unique menus, from soul food capitals to dishes that are sophisticated in flavor but still true to their origins. And my menus, they're casual, creative, yet they're authentic. My roots being from Atlanta, Georgia, so my roots are, of course, stem from the South. And I'm able to, with God's help, create dishes that not only combine comfort with a fusion of ethnic flavors, but my recipes invite cooks to be able to recreate what we like to call the Chef Elliott's experience at home. And that's just a little bit about Chef Elliott. And I want to give you the business of the week from our Survival Radio Network before I jump into the show. Our featured business this week is Computer Struck. Call Computer Struck for all your on-site computer repairs and IT solutions. Give them a call at area code 678-826. That's 678-826-8255. Computer Struck. They do it all at prices you'll love. And be sure to tell them that SRN sent you. Well, coming up on the show, I'm going to, as I always do every week, give you some tips of the week. And since we are in the midst of our 4th of July celebration, as the United States celebrates our independence, I also want to give you some cookout recipes that I love. And tonight, my special guest will be my publicist, Nicole Merritt Lester, out of Washington, D.C., and my management personnel team, none other than the Akia Uwanda out of Jacksonville, Florida. We shall give you, or take you rather, through the process, the planning process of how to exactly book Chef Elliott for my cookbook signing tour, or just as having me as a special guest appearance at an event that you may be having, not only in your city, but we travel abroad. So listening family, I'm especially inviting you to tune in for the entire hour as we have a great show for you tonight. You may listen online at www.chefelliott.info or via mobile by dialing area code 347-989-8385. 347-989-8385. And now that we are all settled in, I want to inform you that this is an encore show. So you will not be able to call in with any questions or comments, but you're welcome to tweet questions and or your comments at Chef Elliott, that's two L's, two T's, or go on Facebook and like at Chef Elliott Farmers Facebook page, and you can ask your questions there as well. So let's get into these tips of the week. You know, we're celebrating 4th of July on tomorrow, and some of you are going to be outside grilling your poultry, your ribs, your beef, and whatever. I want to give you a tip on grilling. To get the best results in grilled meat, you want to be able to marinate that meat between 1-3 days. Well, we're already past the 3-day mark, so we can't do that. But don't get yourself all in a frenzy. Just put that marinade on that meat and let it marinate overnight. You may use a ready-made rub, or you can make your own rub. I personally like to make my own marinade for my meats, and I let them marinate for 3 days before I grill them. I'll probably be giving a few marinade recipes throughout the show. And let me also help you with this, because a lot of times people, they put their marinated grilled meat on the grill, and then they get to turning their meat with a fork or with a prong. Don't do that. And I tell you why. You probably have wondered why your meat is so dry after you've had that marinade going on and you've grilled it to perfection, but your meat still turns out dry. Listen, instead of using the fork or the prongs, use tongs to turn your meat. Because if you're putting a prong or a fork in that meat to turn it, you're poking that meat and you're allowing the juices to seep out of that meat. And if the juices seep out of that meat, the meat is going to eventually dry out. So don't use those. Use tongs to turn your meat over. And this should be used whenever you're using or cooking meat that require you to turn the meat, even when you're frying your food. Stop sticking a fork in that chicken when you're frying it. Turn that chicken over. Turn that fish over with some tongs, okay? It's not going to have the meat to come dry. And those, my friends, are your tips for having the excellent 4th of July cookout grill technique. Now, here's a recipe that I really love. Barbecue chicken. You ready for this recipe? It's real simple, real easy, and inexpensive. You're going to need 8 pieces of chicken, and you want them to still have the bone, still have the skin on, right? 8 pieces, regardless of what type pieces. Some people like breasts, legs, thighs, wings, or a combination of the 4. However you get, this is a recipe for 8 pieces. You're going to have the barbecue sauce. Yes, you're going to make your own barbecue sauce this year, 4th of July. It's real easy, real simple. This is the recipe that I use. I use 1 cup of spicy tomato sauce. I use 1/2 cup of apple. I peel that apple. I core that apple. Then I grate that apple. Just grate the apple on a regular grater like you're grating cheese. I use 1/4 cup of apple juice, 100% apple juice. I use 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar. So you know we got some apples going on in this recipe. I use 1/4 cup of raw honey, 1/4 cup of onion that I've grated. I use 1 roasted bell pepper, and I prefer to use the red bell pepper. I have the bell pepper. I seed it, and I core it. I use 1 teaspoon of dried chili flakes. You may even want to use red pepper flakes. I just like to have a little kick, a little bite, a little swing. You got to jazz it up. Turn it up. Turn the heat up. 3/4 teaspoons of garlic powder and 3/4 teaspoons of fresh ground black pepper. So for the sauce, you're going to combine all of those ingredients that I just listed, except the chicken. Combine all of those in a medium saucepan. You're going to bring that to a boil over the medium heat. Reduce the heat and let the sauce simmer for about 15 minutes or so, but keep stirring it occasionally so it won't stick and burn. Let the sauce cool. Once it is cooked, you're going to pat dry the chicken pieces, the chicken parts. Season the chicken with kosher salt and black pepper on all sides, and you're going to season to taste. Layer in a large dish, pour the sauce over the chicken and spoon all over the chicken, ensuring all the chicken parts are covered. And you're going to cover and marinate that for about 2 hours minimum or overnight. That's the raw chicken is going to actually go in the barbecue sauce that you made before the chicken is cooked. Yes, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, so after the marination process is ended, pull that out. You got your grill heating on outside. You got your charcoal lit. Fire's ready. Okay. You're going to take those chicken parts out of that sauce that you made, but you're going to reserve the sauce for later use. Okay? Put that chicken on that grill. You're going to cook each side, you know, about 5 to 7 minutes on each side, depending on the thickness of your chicken breast. It's going to take dark meat longer to cook than white meat, right? You're going to turn the pieces over, and remember, you're not going to use a fork or a prong. You're going to use tongs. You're going to turn the meat over, each side, and let it cook for another 8 to 10 minutes. Continue to turn them. I usually turn my meat about 4 times before taking it off the grill. Close the lid each time you have turned it. After you turned it, close the grill. Close the lid. All right. Now, while the chicken pieces are cooking, you're going to put the leftover sauce in a small pot and bring it back to a boil and cook over a low heat for about 5 or 10 minutes or so. And you're going to use that sauce as a base to the chicken while it's grilling, okay? And you can make a little bit more sauce on the side if you like to have your chicken and dip it in the sauce. Some people like their chicken really, really wet. I don't like mine too wet, but if you need more sauce, you can certainly do that. This is an encore show, so you will not be able to call in with any questions or comments, but you're welcome to tweet questions or your comments to @ChefElliott, that's 2 L's, 2 T's, or hit me up on my public figure Facebook page, Chef Elliott Farmer. Again, Elliott has 2 L's and 2 T's. Today on Chef Elliott's Entertainment Solutions Radio Show, we are honored to share the technical skills, not only the technical skills, but actually we're going to discuss the process of how to invite Chef Elliott to your city, to your town, to your state, to your country, while he's on his cookbook tour, or even to just have him pop up as a special and make a special guest appearance. So with me tonight, I have my publicist all the way from Washington, D.C., Nicole Merritt Lester, and I have the baddest management personnel, jazz and voice singing soul sister Tia, you wonder, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. What's up, y'all?
What is going on, Chef?
How you doing,
great,
Tia?
Chef, how are you?
I am good, Nicole. I am so glad you ladies could join me tonight, because so many people, as I'm out and about, you know, traveling with my cookbook tour, my second cookbook that I've written and able to have published, they're asking me, how can I get you to come to my city? They're visiting, you know, relatives or whatever on vacation. What do I need to do? Or can I afford you? And that's really the biggest thing. People are so afraid, you know, you get the title celebrity chef, they don't think that they're even able to afford you to come. And that is so far from the truth. And so I wanted to bring you two ladies on to kind of, you know, talk about, you know, the process that, you know, you have to go through to book me, not only to get me to come through your city for do a cookbook signing, but even if I'm in town, and you found out I'm in town and you're having something big, this big event or something, you wonder if Chef Elliot would come over and just say hey to the folks, you know? So Nicole, you know, everybody wants a celebrity to show up because they want to feel good and make their guests feel good too, and I don't mind going. I don't mind at all.
That's right. Well, you are easy to work with and easy to set up on tours. And people are very excited. I know the people in Jacksonville are still ramping and raving about you, so we got to set you up something quickly and soon for that new cookbook.
It's time for me to get back, Akia. It's time for me. It's time.
Well, they wore you out the last time, though. They wore you out last time. I mean, it was like nine stops on that tour. And
yes, they did.
That was like, my tongue is hanging out. I can't take it no more. I remember those calls where they were wearing you out
goodness.
In Jacksonville. But all the pictures looked like everybody was having a great, great time. And you loved it. I mean, every minute of it. Yeah, you were tired. Yeah, they worked you. Yeah, you had nine stops to make in Jacksonville. But it was a very, very enjoyable situation for you to be in. And you loved it. You were totally in your element. This big old giant smile, the laughter, all that stuff, it still carried on. So that's why I was like, I'm not listening to him. He's not tired. He's loving every minute of this kid. Don't even, Don't even listen to him. He's not telling the truth at all because he is eating it up.
I had such a good time. I think I was in Jacksonville the last time. Was it 5 days? I think it was.
I think it was Wednesday through a Sunday. You set up to do, and you know what? This is a true testament of as you bless others, God blesses you. Because you remember now, this tour started of your old cookbook in Jacksonville with you volunteering, wanting to be a celebrity chef and volunteering your services for the Clara White Mission's big fundraiser for that year for the Miracle on Ashley Street. So when you said you want to do that and give back your services and be a celebrity chef to feed over 1,500 people on that particular day, we said, okay, well, you know, we worked on you some gigs in Jacksonville, so you were able to get a book signing and a tasting at a spice shop, and then you were able to do a private dinner party and sign autographs with your book. Then the church found out about you. They got you on down for their big old. They made a whole event around it.
Not only got him on, they created the fair, the health fair around him. Remember that? They created the
fair
around you. So that was, like, phenomenal. Like, it just came out of nowhere. But that was just a blessing that just came because you decided, hey, I want to give of myself. That was amazing. That was nothing but God.
Yes.
Okay.
And I had such a good time. I did. I really did. When I tell you Jacksonville, Florida showed celebrity Chef Elliot love from the time I said, I'm here. I mean, you, Akia, you met me at the hotel, got me all checked in, had them get my luggage. Oh, no, he's not doing that. You carry his luggage. I tell you what, I mean, and then the people at the front desk, they gave me all of these extra perks in my room.
I said, oh, my, I could get used to that. And, you know,
I thought you were the president.
I know, okay. Right? Everybody in the hotel in the lobby, who is that? And, you know,
he
I
was
just,
Obama.
I know, right? You know we're looking like. And we oh,
yeah, y'all look like
distant
cousins, yeah.
But we had such a good time. And I think I just had enough time to really just check in. And then we hit the ball rolling. And before then, I had not truthfully heard of the Clara White mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was so, I love history. I absolutely love. And to know what she did in that area, and not just in that area, but even across the country, was very phenomenal for me. So I was very glad to be a part of that celebrity lineup and help with that and help raise money. And they're still carrying on her legacy now in Jacksonville.
Yes.
And that was awesome. And I think, when did we, was it the Potter's House? I think that we did something. They have their own mall and have their own restaurant and all of that. And what was so amazing to me, I didn't even do a cooking demonstration. I mean, it was others, you know, that had their cooking demonstrations, and I think what Chef Celeste did a cooking demonstration, and another chef did hers, and I went through, and I'm getting all hungry and all of that, but they hadn't put me up. They saved me for last. I couldn't be tasting all that food and know I had to get up and give my little speech, too. But for me to have received the welcome that I did and the people that purchased cookbooks from me, I think that was my first cookbook that I was there with. But then to have done that and not to have actually tasted my food, you know what? God has given me the gift of gab. And I'm able to almost present the food to you in just the way that I describe it.
And make your mouth salivate.
Yes.
The church say,
yeah, you know. As if you're eating it and smelling the aroma. I think, what did I talk about? I don't even remember.
Everything.
But I tell you, they said, oh, my God, when you coming back, why didn't you cook something? We want to taste it. And so even after that, they had the opportunity, because I think I was at a restaurant that featured me there in Jacksonville, and you could purchase a ticket for that event, and we did a salmon. We did, I think, a lemon gremolata curry chicken, and so they were able to purchase tickets and come out and meet me once again in Jacksonville for that, and that was open to the public. So, you know, we just had a wonderful time, and then there was another organization there who raises money for
the nonprofit for children with disabilities. And, you know, that's what I know Nicole and I want to talk about as far as you setting up your tour and how we go about doing it. People don't realize the different type of events you can really do, like
right.
For a tasting. You're doing your book signing, but in partnership with that, you know, you could do private tasting parties, you could do home private dinner parties, you can do something for your nonprofit and raise money and, you know, choose to sell your book or have book signings or do something else. What else, Nicole, have we gotten booked on?
I mean, just really like a special appearance and then, you know, maybe a talk, because a lot of times, you know, he's talking about, you know, where he's kind of reduced the calories in these meals. He's replaced the fat with flavor and spices.
Yeah.
So it really is a transition for a lot of people, too. So they are basically learning how to, you know, utilize these recipes at home and not fall into the traps of doing the same thing they used to do with adding all this meat and the oils and the butters and all that kind of stuff, but still have the impact of that flavor. So he does those talks, too, as well, you know, just about being healthful and how, you know, really being conscious of what you're putting in your bodies, you know. So that's one of the other things that he can actually do too. And the greatest thing about it that people need to know and understand is that you don't approach the chef. Like on his Facebook page and out there in social media world and on the radio show, he's consistently saying, hey, call my people, you know, dial 202-656-9819 for a reason, because he doesn't handle that himself. He is
right.
The celebrity chef. He shows up, he cooks, he presents, he speaks, he does the judging, whatever it is, you know, whatever the situation is that he's needed, but he doesn't put himself there. He doesn't know what's on his calendar. He doesn't know where he's going to be. He shows up when we say, hey, chef, we got a ticket. You got to fly out. Go. The wife packs the bag. And we run the calendar. So they have to reach out to us definitely to get on the calendar. And then we'll just kind of talk through the possibilities when he's coming to their city. So, you know, they're in Atlanta. People want to book, hey, we're doing this thing, we want chef to come through, it's up, and then we can tell him, you know, of course he's
right
in Atlanta, there's no cost for travel, anything involved, we can tell you what it's going to take for him to be there in that room. It's a partnership. It's not like, you know, a huge expense or anything like that. We negotiate. Every situation is very, very different, and chef giver, so definitely it's a lot of opportunity for him to actually give. He'll show up. He'll give first. So people just kind of need to understand and need to talk with us to figure out whether or not you're actually able to do it, but you are personal. You are approachable. You are a giver.
Sure.
So people just need to kind of know that if they work with us, we're going to extend the exact same courtesy that you would to every one of them as your team, but we just have to kind of keep you level and straight and, you know, structured. So that's the reason why they need to call us. So dial that number, 202-656-9819 for scheduling. Also, email us with any requests or any kind of questions you may have about the travel, which is at info, I-N-F-O, at empyreanpr.com, which is E-M-P-Y-R-E-A-N-P-R.com. So it's that simple and easy.
It is. And I tell you, you know, people think that, oh, he's been to New York. Oh, he's been to California. Oh, he was just over in Jamaica. I know I can't pay for that. And it's just like you said, Nicole, they won't know until they call, because we do give. I love to give. I do. And that was one of the first things, you know, when we joined as a team. I said, I'm a giver. So you knew up front.
Mm-hmm.
And even in Atlanta, I partner with PADV, Partners Against Domestic Violence. And not only just Atlanta, but even when I did a tour a few years ago, Nicole, up in D.C., I think the Delta sorority were doing something for, what is it, Real Men Cook?
Real Men Cook.
That?
They had this huge cook-off. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
This huge cook-off. And they wanted Chef to come through and judge and taste some stuff. And we're like, yeah, come. Chef would be happy and ecstatic to come and be a part of this. He loves it. Totally in his element. What was it, like 1,500 people in there, too? It was just like it was an all-day affair. All these people coming through, and it's men, a whole bunch of men cooking, you know. That, and you know, men take pride in their food and their cuisine. They don't play when it comes to that.
Oh,
so
we don't put our foot in.
Excellent dishes in there.
Yeah, and we
it
were
was
on
some
the historic.
Excellent dishes in there.
Right. Where were we at? Howard University? Was that, I think?
Howard University. Yeah.
So they can do it.
Your campus, and it was excellent. Yeah.
And then,
so, yeah, I mean, that just goes to show that you have the flexibility, like all the different kinds of events you can actually be a part of. You can kind of piggyback off of whatever's been planned already, or people can kind of plan stuff around the fact that you're going to be in the area or whatever. So that's why we're saying they just need to kind of give us the call and the heads up about their event. As well as you doing the private affairs. I mean, we're out there at the National Harbor, up at the penthouse, panoramic views for miles around.
Wow.
From the top where we were, Akia, you could see D.C. You could see on that roof, on that top of the building, you could see D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, how they all came together. The water, the boats, I'm talking about absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And I think
we are in all kind of spaces.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they were just getting ready to start building. I think, don't you guys have a Ferris wheel or something going on now that recently opened in the in that area?
Yes. When you come back, you'll see it is gorgeous too. And they've been in line ever since. Yeah, it's up. So the next time you come to prepare the meal and you're up on the rooftop deck and this, you know, jazz flowing in the wind and all these chic, you know, sundresses flying. You're going to see the you're going to see the Ferris wheel in the backdrop. I mean, excellent. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful view. We'll be able to take pictures and share it with everybody. But those are the kind of situations that Chef is invited into. I mean, just, and that's the privacy of someone's home. It's a penthouse, but it's just a regular person that said, hey, come on in. I want to hire him in, do this great cuisine, entertain and show off my friends and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's a very, very excellent situation. And you're going to be up in this area in August, right?
Right.
Back in the D.C. area in August.
In August. And actually, one of the guests that was at that event when I was there in February reached out and said, hey, I remember that food that you did for it was somebody's 40th birthday party, dinner party that we did back in February, and they're getting married. And so they want me to come back and do their bridal party, and we're doing a brunch out on the in the penthouse outside because the weather is permissible, hopefully. And we're going to lay it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay it out. And we were right there in their living area. And we turned that living area into a 5-star dining hall, didn't we? Turned
you
it into
did.
Head.
I mean, the conversion was beautiful.
I heard and saw the pictures. I was like, whoa, that was the part I needed.
Yeah.
Right there.
You know, and we had live violinists playing, and then she played one, Georgia on my mind. I said, and see, that's what they do when I'm out. They always make me feel at home. I'm all the way up in D.C., and then she started playing Georgia on my mind. Now, you know that just melted my heart.
Oh, yeah, but on top of that, they had the nerve, a kid, to put the violin down and blew like Jill Scott just jumped through the roof. She just came in. Like,
came in on a parachute.
Yeah, she was playing the violin and put it down and then started doing her Jill Scott thing, and she blew the roof off the place. I was like,
what?
Whoa. I mean, some amazing talent.
Yeah,
but definitely, yeah, I mean, that's the kind of event that is going on. I mean, people can be creative at whatever it is they're doing, and he just rises to the occasion. So it was an excellent, excellent affair to be a part of and just a witness. You know, I'm not at every single thing that he actually does, but I was able to actually be there, and that was a really beautiful situation.
Yeah,
and Chef, we talk about the fact that you're going to be up here at the actual Culinary Institute, too. I mean, because you come up here at least, what, every 6 months to come and teach a course there, right?
I do, and it's, my course is coming up in August at the Culinaria with Chef Pete. I think Pete was actually my very first guest when I started the Blog Talk Radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to recreate dinner that evening. A lot of people think breakfast foods is just for breakfast. Let me tell you something. I love to eat breakfast food at dinner time. It's not only lighter.
I love it too.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? And it's more than just grits and eggs and sausage links. You can still jazz it up. I'm going to put the Chef Elliott's signature on it. So they can actually go to the website, my website, and click on the link that will allow them to register for that class. It's going to be, what, August, I think, August the 16th. Absolutely. Do that. Go there. And even if the potential clients don't know what they really want to do, but they know they want Celebrity Chef Elliott to be at the event, they can give you guys a call, right? And maybe you can help them create the event.
That's right.
To,
we do that too. Mm-hmm. We do.
Yeah. Because I know we, even when I went to New York the other month, it started out, I was just doing a book signing at one of their historic churches there. And actually, I will be back in New York in a couple of weeks at that same church. They've asked me to come back because so many of their members weren't there that weekend and didn't get a chance to purchase the book. And they said, I want mine autographed too. And that's the kind of experience you like to leave. When I leave your city, when I leave your event, I want your guests to be so wild that you were able to have me there, and I made such an impression on them that they want to invite me back. And I don't mind coming back.
Yeah.
I'll go to D.C. 300 times a year. If you want me, Jacksonville, I'll come 310. I'll be in D.C. that morning, but I'll be in Jacksonville that night. And that's how we do it. That's how we do it. I don't mind getting on the plane.
Yeah.
So I want them to call that number. Call that number. Dial in 202. Give them that number, Nicole, one more time.
202-656-9819. And actually send the email message, too, just in case you just, you know, need to do that, because you can lay it out and give me more details. Because, of course, when they email a chef, they need to kind of know a date as to when they're talking about and what kinds of things they're talking about, whether or not they actually have a budget already so you can make recommendations about their food. So there's a little bit of a process that happens because you kind of get involved before you show up that day. It's a little bit of consulting that happens because you kind of help guide them through an actual menu according to their budget and some pairing ideas and things like that. So they kind of do need to really, you know, check in by phone if they want to call us, but definitely do email so they can provide more details. And that email address, they can send it to info, I-N-F-O, at EmpyreanPR.com, which is EmpyreanPR.com. Real easy.
It's real easy.
very easy, yeah.
I think you said something so key. And I hope my listening audience caught it, provide the budget. When they're calling or when they're emailing, provide your budget. Now, I want you to be realistic. Now, you can't say my budget is $200 and you're over in Italy and you want Jeff Elliott to come. So I want you to be realistic. But yet, we do try to accommodate your budget. Just be realistic. All right.
Yeah, and then the thing is, on top of that, Chef, they can't feed 50 people on $200 either. You know what I mean? Like, they just kind of have to know. And we can help coach them through that stuff, too. So that's not an issue. And no one has to be, you know, embarrassed or thinking their budget is too small or whatever else. We can just let them know what it is we can do. So if it is $200, we can let them know exactly what we can do with that $200 budget, because some people are on the budget, but they do want to have the Chef Elliott experience at home. And they do want to actually learn how to entertain a little bit differently, that kind of stuff. I mean, because it's time. I mean, people have all these DIY shows, and you got all these Food Network shows out here. They're coming together and figuring out their style, their cuisine style, and their cooking style and everything. And they're becoming more and more aware of how to entertain at home. So this is just an embellishment of, you know, what people are learning and how they're kind of stepping out of their box and their shells to kind of entertain at home their own families when they're just having an intimate dinner with family, or when they're bringing some friends over, or they have a great, great celebration that they're trying to make happen for, you know, anniversary, a huge birthday party, some kind of milestone. You know, it's really, really a flexible situation that they can be into. We just kind of need to be guided on what it is that they're trying to do so we can kind of help execute that whole process.
Yeah. And I promise you, we're going to do everything that we can to make it happen for you. We're going to do everything that we can. Well, listen, ladies, I'm so glad that you were able to come and share with me and my listening audience, because hopefully now they know, I can get Chef Elliott. I can get Elliott. Hey, I can get. It has been a pleasure to have you all here with me. You know I love you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you
the support.
We love you back.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, and Chef, before we go, you have something special that's coming up, July 7th. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Oh, he thought he was going to leave without having to deal with it, okay?
I do.
You turn another year wiser, yes, brighter.
Yes. July 7th is my birthday.
Get ready to go. Two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
same. Ow.
Ow.
Oh, look at
her.
That's the remix. That's the remix,
Jeff.
That's
the remix.
Well, hey, ice to it.
Oh, you ladies are too much. Thank you so much. That's, yes, everybody, my birthday is July 7th, 4 days away. We just celebrated my wife's birthday this past weekend, and so, you know, we're really connected right there to have a birthday, what, 8 days apart. So,
I know. Just go on one trip, celebrate both of y'all. That's how you do that.
That's how you do. That's how you do.
Uh-huh.
And, hey, wherever we are, if you find out I'm in that city, you better call my publicist, Nicole, and, hey, I hear Chef Elliott's in town. I need to get him over at my event while he's in town before he leaves. There you go. That's how you do that. But thank you,
yeah,
ladies, so much.
That's right, be back. Yeah.
Oh, it was a pleasure God being on the show today. Thank you.
Y'all are hoop. Well, we have a caller from area code 404. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Chef, this is Clark Garrison, the owner of Survival Radio Network. I wanted to call in and just chime in a bit with you. How's it going?
It is going well, Clark. It's so good to get a call from you. You all right?
You
called me on guard there.
Every now and then, Chef, I check in on shows like yours, and, you know, really I just wanted to stop by and, one, just say what an awesome job you've done, you are doing. You know, I've always wanted a show like yours on the network, and, you know, God gives you sometimes what you ask for, well, all the time what you ask for, but it's proud to get. So, you know, I just want to say hats off to what you've done, the level of excitement you bring, along with your super producers. You guys are just killing it here on Survival Radio Network and making, you know, really setting the bar high. Getting featured on your second week on Blog Talk Radio's homepage, Chef,
yeah,
let me just say, it took me a year and a half to do that, so that should tell you how well you guys have done, and I'm really super proud of the work that you're doing, and I cannot wait to see what comes next. And by the way, every time I listen to your show, I'm sitting there starving. So,
well, you got to
awesome
eat before you come on and start listening to the show. You got to eat yourself and get your little snack.
Yeah, that's my advice to everybody listening to the show. Unless you want to be 300 pounds, you might want to eat a snack before you listen to the chef show. Buddy, you're going to want those recipes, and you're going to want them right now.
Oh, yes, yes. Well,
so
thank you so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Chef. I just wanted to stop by real quick and just say hats off to you. I'm very excited about where this show is going in the future and very proud to have you a part of the Survival Radio Network.
I'm very proud to be a part of the family. You guys have shown me nothing but love since day one. So thank you. Thank you so much, Clark. I appreciate the call.
You bet, Chef. Have a good one.
All right. You too. All right, everybody. That was Clark. That was our owner of the SRCN Network family. Thank you so much, Clark, for that call. And I think we have another caller from area code 412.
Chef Elliott.
James!
This is your old friend James from Pittsburgh.
James from Pittsburgh! What's going on, guy? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I am so glad to see that you're now sharing your passion with the world. I have had the opportunity over our 20 plus years of friendship to enjoy many of your creations, and
many of
them. Yes, many of them, and I am so glad that you are now sharing this passion of yours with the world, because you definitely have a lot to share, and there's a lot of people out there waiting to enjoy your creations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, James. Did you have a question for me about a recipe or anything?
Yes. I picked your brain about a lot of different things, but since the season for grilling, and I haven't had an opportunity to pick your brain about grilling. And I got a couple of short questions. And the first question is hamburgers specifically. There are different, you know, you can make your hamburgers in different ways of rare and medium and well done. And I'm old-fashioned. I like using charcoal grills. I don't like using a what ways or what tips can you give me to ensure that I can give those that attend my functions, summer functions, that I'm allowing them to order, to have, you know, a burger made to order, whether it's rare or it's medium, whether it's well done. Can you give me some guidelines on times that I should, you know, how long should I have a medium burger on? How long should I have a well-done burger on?
Well, it's and that's a very good question. And you know, even as I go into to answering your question, to just put this out, you know, to our listening audience, be very careful consuming raw food because it could be very hazardous to your health. But I know that those who love their hamburgers or their meat bloody red, and those who can't stand the sight of redness and they want it overly cooked, almost burnt, and they say, well done. But, you know, a nice little pink in the middle is a good place. But depending on how hot your grill is, Jane,
okay.
And so I'm assuming that you're going to make these hamburgers from scratch if you're cooking them to order, or you're going to buy them already made, frozen, and just put them on the grill.
No, from scratch.
Okay, good. Because when you're putting them on there, you know, at a frozen state, you don't have as much control of getting them medium or even medium rare because it's so thin until it's going to almost immediately cook done. Before you even realize it. But if you're making them, you know, yourself, you know, get at least a quarter-inch thick burger, a nice quarter-inch thick.
Okay.
And so to have it medium, you want probably, if your coals are nice and hot, you about 3 to 4 minutes on each side, 4 minutes on each side, and that's enough. And it will have a pink color, not bright red, not dull pink, but a nice, good pink color, and that's medium.
Okay.
And your burger is good. And that's how I like mine, actually.
Yeah,
eat turkey
I prefer
burger.
Medium as well.
Yeah, that's a good burger. And if you want it more rare, then you're going to cut those minutes down in half. So you're going to, basically, you're just searing the meat on each side, 1 to 2 minutes. On one side, and then you're going to flip it over with a spatula. On the other side, 1 to 2 more minutes. And that's going to give you a nice, rare burger.
Okay.
And then if you want it to be completely well done, you're just going to add more minutes.
Okay.
And that means you're not going to see any redness whatsoever. You're going to have your burger on your coals for about 8 to 10 minutes on one side. You're going to flip it over. 8 to 10 minutes on the other side. Now, the key is, they're probably asking now, well, how do I know it's just a little pink? Or how do I know it's well done?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, you got to know these things. So you can use your food thermometer. Well done. It's going to be 165 degrees Fahrenheit, right?
Okay.
Medium is going to be around 135 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
And if you have it rare, it's going to be around 120 degrees or so Fahrenheit. And you can, you know, give and take a few degrees there on each of those. But say you don't have that luxury of having that thermometer in your home. Well, you can also take a tip of a knife, and you want to be very careful. To have it rare, you won't need to do a testing. 1 to 2 minutes max, on each side, take that burger off, you're ready, you're good to go. You're just giving it a nice sear on each side. Medium, you're going to kind of tip the tip of that knife, just tip it in, and you want the juice to come out. You don't want it bloody red, but you're going to kind of see it some red with a few clear juices flowing together.
Okay.
When you see that, that's your medium state. You're ready for it to come off the grill. And as far as well done, when you put that tip of that knife in the center of that meat, and you also check it in the center of the meat, if there's no juices, no red juices coming out, your meat is well done. You're good to go. And I hope that answers your question.
That does answer my question. I have one last quick question.
Okay.
You know, those summer cookouts, most people can't predict what the menu is going to be. What could you suggest that would give me a wow factor for those summer cookouts that would step out of the box and away from the normal menu that you would have for cookouts?
Okay. I have a few suggestions for you. I do what is called my bourbon grilled ribeye steaks.
Okay.
Now, you can use this recipe not only for steaks, but you can use it for any type of beef, you know, a brisket, and even sometimes I put it on pork ribs, and certainly beef ribs, and I even have used it for turkey ribs, and that's mainly what I eat, turkey ribs. But I'll just use 1 cup of water. You're going to mix these together, 1 cup of water, 1 cup of bourbon whiskey. Yes, you're going to put some bourbon whiskey in there, James.
Okay.
Go now to the store.
Go
now to the store. Get your bourbon whiskey. And I prefer the Tennessee brand, the Tennessee whiskey. You're going to have about 1/3 cup of soy sauce, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1/4 cup of Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon of freshly squeezed lemon juice. You're going to mix those things together, and that's going to be your marinade for those ribeye steaks or whatever beef that you're doing. You may even want to, you know, try to see if you can put that in the mixture of your hamburger meat for your hamburger.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. And the alcohol is going to cook off. It's not going to make any of your guests drunk. But
right. Mix, so I don't want that kind of wow for the party.
But that real wow, no? So mix that up and put your meat in that and that marinade that you've made, you know, refrigerated for at least 8 hours or overnight, and then take it out of the marinade. You got your grill ready, your cold to hot, and then go with the rest of the process that we talked about earlier.
All right. Well, definitely, I will give that a shot, and I'm sure that will provide that wow factor away from the, just the regular old menu.
If nothing else, they're going to say, Deacon, you got some stuff in there. So if nothing else, that's going wild. So thank you so much, Dave, for calling. I'm
so
glad
to hear. All right,
so well,
thank you, and congratulations on your show.
Thank you. We'll talk a little bit later, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody. That was my friend, my best friend in the whole wide world, my male friends, James Wimberly out of Pittsburgh. So glad to hear that he's listening up there. And we have one more caller. Oh, wow. The people are listening tonight. We have Paula from area code 678. That sounds like that's here in Atlanta.
Well, looks like 404.
Well, the 404? That voice sounds familiar. Hey, caller, how you doing?
Okay. You still don't know who this is, but this is one of your good boys, Thompson.
Hey, Thomas from Changing.
From Changing a Generation.
How you doing,
Tom? I'm blessed, and I just had to stop by. I had to call in because I never have the time to call in, and just have to give you kudos for your food that you cook, because you're always doing all the preparation, all the cooking for every event Changing a Generation has. And you know the bishop appreciates it, too. They talk so highly of you. You know, I've been out here 3 years from California, and it's like, I mean, it's awesome. It's all the recipes. And I'm not a cook, but I'm even ready to cook that good old Cajun salmon that I keep telling you about.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God. It's off the chain. Okay.
Awesome.
Had me, you know, you talking about doing some steps up in church. Come on now. I was doing some steps up on my Cajun salmon.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. You're doing a great job. My mother in California, she looked at you on the shows, and she said, I know him. I see him. You know, and I said, well, I know him too now.
That's right. And
it
you
is.
Know me even personally. Yeah,
that's right.
So,
personally,
I worked at that changing a generation. Yeah, Bishop.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I go to the website.
Yeah. That's right. And you know, I just had to. I had to stop by because you know you be moving so quick when we are changing a generation of things. We know how things got to be in order. So everybody moved quick. So I just had to, you know, say let me take a chance out and call Chef Elliott and give him some kudos. Okay.
Thank you so much, Tori.
No
and I just
problem.
Want to, you know, let you know we do have a team of chefs that you know we work together. We'll rotate the events, so
awesome.
It makes our job a lot easier when you have people like that working together to get the job done.
That's good. That's right. Teamwork. That's what it's all about. Teamwork. And you all do a good job. That's one thing I can say. I've never been disappointed in any of the food. I mean, even just the way you fix it up. I mean, I be saying, then when you put it on Facebook, I mean, when I seen them eggs that you put in the oven, I ain't never known nothing about no eggs in no oven.
Yeah, you know.
I said, yes, the eggs. Wait a minute, how you do that?
Yeah, you don't have to put them on the pot anymore and boil them in the water.
That's right. And then you'll be putting all of them, and you always like to put all the recipes on them when we're on a 21-day fast, knowing we're going to be sitting up there saying, Lord Jesus, hurry up and let the fast come on, get over with.
I know. Yeah, we just ended. Yeah, the Daniel fast on this past Sunday.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we see all the recipes up there.
Yeah, that was it.
I had to stop by, and just you continue and let God continue to bless you like He is doing because you know change is in the air, and I hear the sound of change. So I just see and I just see. Yes, and you are doing an awesome job, you and your team, and good luck and
you.
God bless. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
No problem. You have a blessed day.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging in here with us. I've got some events for you. Listen, July 5th through July 6th, if you're in the Atlanta area, I need you to go down to the annual Atlanta Food Festival. It is a family affair, so you can bring your kids. For more information, you can give them a call at area code 678-866-1586 or go to their website at www.atlfoodfest.com. That's atlfoodfest.com. All roads lead to Atlanta, Georgia for the International Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship, July 9th through the 11th at the Georgia World Congress Center. I will be in the house. You guys, make it down to Atlanta, Georgia. New York, New Jersey, I will see you again July 18th through July 20th, Fountain Baptist Church, 116 Glenside Avenue. Listen, over there in Summit, New Jersey, you can catch me there that Sunday. The other events, unfortunately, are private events, but do catch me over at Fountain Baptist Church between July 18th through July 20th over at Summit, New Jersey. Telephone number is area code 908-273-1199. And we have a Facebook fan down in the Savannah, Georgia area, David Hammock. He has been persistently inquiring on getting me to come to Savannah. Well, listen, David, we are finalizing those details on getting me down to Savannah. So you stay tuned, okay? If you desire to have the Chef Elliott's Culinary Experience at home, be sure to purchase a copy of my latest cookbook, Chef Elliott's Solstice Recipes, at www.chefelliott.com. That's two L's, two T's. Thank you,
everyone for listening to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show here on the Survival Radio Network. You may join us each and every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I give all glory and honor to God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Ghost. Good night and blessings to you.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions. Chef Elliott.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.